Episode number 289. Spring is here. Get your Camaro out of storage.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, for another exciting episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And spring is here.
Are you happy?
I am very happy.
I guess I got to summarize my snowmobiles now, you jerk.
Well, that just means you get to get your Camaro out of storage pretty soon.
That's right.
Yeah. So we go from one season to another.
Yeah, and I get to go fast all the way around.
Enjoyed some very nice 60-degree weather here in Metro Detroit this week.
Yeah.
And now it's like 20 out.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we haven't done in a while? Let's complain about the gas prices.
Really? What is gas nowadays?
$75 a gallon or something like that. We used to start our old shows out about A, weather, B, gas prices, and then that was kind of the icebreaker. So then we just, you know,
yeah,
go into the rest of the show. But gas is
about $3.50 a gallon?
$3.59 a gallon is for it? Regular here okay. in the Detroit area. Unless, you know, you belong to Sam's or Costco or yeah. whatever.
Well, I'll find out more when I take my Camaro out of storage, because with my Equinox, every 3 weeks I put gas in it. So, I mean, I think the last time I filled it up, gas had gone up about 30 or 35 cents from the last time I put gas
Good
in it.
Good gravy. So. 3 weeks? I have to fill up like every
it's pretty
six
good on
days?
Gas. Yeah.
And it's a 20-gallon tank?
I don't know what size it is. 14?
I don't know. Yours is 13 and a half, I think.
Yeah. It's not that big.
And I got a 20-gallon tank and a big old honking V8 slugging around a big all-wheel drive piece of crap Jeep Grand Cherokee. Hey, by the time summer hits, it's going to be good looking. Maybe I'll post some pictures.
Okay.
But anyway, let's talk about some Camaro stuff here, because that's what the show is all about. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to pull our Camaros out of storage.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, man.
If this weather keeps up, I think this week will be the week that I pull my Camaro out.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
So take it off the battery tender.
Did you get one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah. You did. Because I did that. I did the video. Check our YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. Of when I did an install of a battery tender on my 2010 Camaro. And you're going to take yours off, Chris,
yeah.
and fire it up, huh?
Fire it up and go paint the town red. I can't wait.
There's a Jerky Boy reference in there somewhere. All right, Mike. What do you say, Bill?
What I do have to look for my Camaro this year,
huh?
I need a new car seat for Vito.
I think
because okay, he's that in between stage where I mean I've got the regular car seat. You know, he's 3 years old. He's 30 pounds. I don't know what the rules are with booster seats as opposed to toddler seats as opposed to kids seats. So I just want something cool that I can get him in and out in. That of course meets state regulations.
I want to say Sparco.
Do they make a kid seat?
Yeah, but get ready to pay out the ass for it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be kick-ass.
What about like a...
Recaro. Yeah. No, Sparco. Sparco.
Toddler seat or something.
Sparco makes good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to run up to Babies R Us or Toys R Us.
Yeah, if you want something that looks like something. It's made out of milk cartons or something
no,
like that.
No, there's actually a good-looking one there. But.
Yeah. It's a sad world when we're discussing performance-inspired baby seats.
Well.
Anyway, so you're going to get a car seat, a new car seat for Vito.
Yeah.
Check Sparco. Don't be a wuss. Write that $600 check. I don't know. I don't know how much they cost. I know that they make quality stuff, though. So you're going to get the car in storage this week, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Go get it washed. Probably get the oil changed.
Change the oil.
You know.
Usual bit.
Yeah.
No.
Change the winter air to summer air. No.
In the tires, right? I probably won't get mine out for another couple, 3 weeks at least.
Okay.
I got some stuff being custom painted, so I can't really fire it up without, you know, it won't run worth a damn. Okay. But, let's talk about other tips of getting it out of storage, because in the fall, every year, we do, you know, car storage tips. Now let's do car...
Getting them out.
Getting them out of storage tips.
Like, and let's opening the present of spring.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Opening the present of spring. It's like, hi there.
Some cars are wrapped up. You know?
Mine is, yeah.
Oh, mine isn't.
Yeah.
I don't even use a car cover.
Because you don't care.
Of course I care, but I have a garage that I barely use, so.
Yeah, that's true. So I guess we should probably make a contest out of this of sorts. We like to give stuff away here on the show as much as we can, but we got to make you work for it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So in addition to our usual monthly voicemail contest that we'll get to in a little bit, let's do a contest. Call in at our voicemail hotline at 586-486-3182 and give us your best pulling your car out of storage tip. It could be a group of tips that just make it, you know, like a good procedure, or if you got something that's new, a new idea of, you know, getting the car back to life, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. You know, what is your expert opinion on it? Give us a call, let us know. We'll give you some sort of cool prize. I still got quite a lot of stuff in the prize vault here, so.
Yeah.
So we'll be happy to give that out. So I don't know. I mean, like, to kick things off, I unwrap mine because I park it on plastic. If you listen to a show back in October or November when we did car or fall storage tips, you know, I'm basically undoing what I did.
Yeah.
Did
you put stuff up your tailpipe? I can't remember if you said you stuffed your tailpipe with something.
Is this a joke?
No. No.
Yeah.
You
no.
Say?
Yeah. I usually put steel
tennis
wool,
balls or something.
Tennis balls. Do you have tennis ball machines? I put steel wool in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And then I stuff that up the old tailpipe.
How's that feel?
Well, it's hard not to get cut on the sharp edges on the inside.
Oh, God.
No, it's to keep the rodents out, because rodents don't like to try to chew steel wool, and you don't want them making a nifty handy dandy nest in your muffler,
because
that'll make a nice mess in your garage and probably scare the crap out of the rodents. Can you imagine that? Ooh, it's nice and cozy and warm in here. And I don't know. Let's see here. Well, you know, take the battery tender off.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't want to give away too much, because I got to, you know, we got to give away some goodies here. So call in with your tip. You're bringing out a storage tip. So what do you do? What's your procedure? What do you forget? What do you not forget? What's a new? You got anything new? A new tip that we haven't heard before? If there is any, that'll really score some points.
Well, I can't wait to give my car a nice bath.
Bath.
Just bring it up to the car wash.
Yeah.
And spray it off and use the hurricane blower on it.
I just got a leaf blower.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's too cold out to bring all that stuff out right just yet.
Mine's hanging in my wall. I just grab it and blow.
Yeah. Nice.
Jesus, this episode is kind of suggestive.
I guess.
Well, you started it. Ramming. Anyway, I'm actually putting together, you know, I think I might have mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again, a Motor City Detail Day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a private small event. I've got room for about 20 cars. In an undisclosed location where we can all get together and just clean.
Only 20 cars?
That's about it. I don't want it to be too big, because otherwise it'll be almost like an event. I just want it to be like a group of local guys getting together. But so I recommend do the same in your area if you're not in a Metro Detroit area. Organize a detail day where everybody just brings all their crap and they get together in one decent spot and help each other out, and big old group effort. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So there you go, Colin, with your tips. We want to hear them. We want to give away some goodies.
Yeah.
What's next on our docket here?
Next on our docket is, here. This really made me mad.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got official notice this week in a release from OnStar that the 2010 Camaro will not be included in their app. I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's up with that?
After we've been told, just hold on, you know, just wait.
Yeah,
you know, it's gonna be down the road.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, they released a list of the completed 2010 models that will be included for the OnStar app for use on the iPhone and Android platform. And no, the 2010 Camaro and the 2010 Equinox is not included in that. Yeah, that just blows.
Well, despite the audience behind me here, our in-studio live audience, that's unhappy about it, let's take a step back. There's always another side to it. Perhaps, and I don't know for sure, but perhaps there's a reason that the Equinox and the Camaro isn't there
on the list.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I mean, a particular one, such as maybe there's a hardware retrofit that needs to take place at a dealership or something before it can be on Star enabled. I mean, we don't know at this point. Just because it's not on the list doesn't mean that that list is only for cars that are automatically included. You just download the app and fire it up, and right. That's it. So maybe there's a hardware issue, you know? I would think that because the 2010 Camaro is so popular and still a hot car after 2 years, I would think that, I don't know. You know what would be a good one to ask about this?
Oh, Fitzy?
Old Fitzy, because we know he's listening. Yeah. Give us a heads up on this, please. And, you know, this crowd behind me here is...
Still booing.
They got pitchforks and torches.
Holy cow.
And they're going to hang Chevrolet and effigy. Actually, they're going to hang them right here in Detroit. Or wait, that's not right. Anyway, so, you know,
when you're at work on Monday, go knock on OnStar's door and just say how pissed off we are.
It's one floor below me.
Yeah, I know.
Just walk down there. Hey! You know, I don't think I get further than the front desk, though, because my credentials only take me so far. Oh. All right.
Knock at the front desk, then.
So... we got to talk about something else real quick. This whole thing happening over in Japan is a pretty big deal. You know, despite the car wars, I guess, I don't know if that's the right thing to say, you know, Toyota and GM and, you know, the fact is it's a big deal over there. And every time I see something on the news, and it's all over the news about it, I feel compelled to help somehow. And if I could, I'd just get on a plane and go over there and help. I wanted to do that during 9/11. I want to do that during other tragedies, but, you know, life and circumstances get in the way of that. But I've been trying to think of a way that I can help out a little bit. And I think that I came up with it. I'm going to be creating a very special charity auction on eBay. It's going to start on Sunday, where's the date here? I got to get the date right. A week from today, so it'll be the 27th.
Yeah.
It's CamaroZ28.com diecast related. It's going to be one car that is very, very difficult to replicate, if not impossible to replicate. It's okay. One of one, and it's 100% of the proceeds are going to go to a charity, a legitimate charity, and it's going to be documented in the eBay listing, because you can sell things on eBay and guarantee that all the funds or X amount of dollar, X percent will go to the charity chosen. It can't be a scam or anything like that. 100% is going to go. So I'm going to post a link to Facebook and also on the message board as to how you can be informed of this. And it's one of those deals where if you can't afford to bid, please at least tell somebody who can, because this is all for charity. It's all for, you know, good of humanity. And somebody's going to get a very, very cool CamaroZ28.com diecast car out of
it. Nice.
Anybody who's paid attention to the previous charity auction that I did will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm.
But anyway, that's all I'm going to say for now. Our thoughts are with the folks over in Japan. I know we have a lot of American people, including General Motors people over there.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody's as safe as possible.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Let's see here. Last week we did the Nitrous Express drink taste test.
That was fun.
It was, and thank God it didn't taste like liquid feces or something like a lot of our previous contests. Taste test.
Yeah.
But speaking of contest, Nitrous Express is having a contest where they're giving away a year's worth of Nitrous Express energy drink, to five people over the next 5 weeks, starting February 21st or something like that. That's a lot of energy drink.
Yeah.
Go to nitrousexpress.com/drink contest.
Sign up there.
I got to do sign up on the mailing list thing there. So, Department of Corrections here. First of all, we talked about quercetin.
Quercetin?
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know how to say it, so we can't really correct
ourselves. Right, because that's what's in the energy drink.
Yeah,
that
makes it
front of the bottle
natural and crash-free or something like that. Cool stuff. But what is also on the side of the bottle that we missed is the flavors. We were trying to identify, what does this taste like, and we couldn't get it. So here's the deal. You know, tune in last week, and you'll listen to us do the review, and check out our YouTube channel at
YouTube.com/CamaroZ28.com
and see the taste test video that we did. It's right on the bottle. It's just in small print. But the Speed Freak flavor is mango citrus.
Yes. That was the white one?
That was the black bottle.
The black bottle.
But Hot Fuel is the one that I'm like, I know what this tastes like, and I couldn't name it. Fruit Punch.
Yeah.
How basic, huh? And then here's the weird part is... the Lean and Mean, which is the sugar-free one, is also mango citrus, like the Speed Freak. Mm. But I don't think we drank them back-to-back or at least close in, you know, right after each other, close enough in timing for me to identify the flavor as being allegedly the same. Maybe it's slightly different. But regardless, the stuff is good. I actually chugged one down yesterday,
too. I brought a couple to work this week, and I had the staff at work try them.
Okay, what'd they say?
A couple people thought they were absolutely nasty and tasted like a chemical.
What?
My boss actually loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And she said she had given up pop for Lent. And so she's like, it's not pop we're trying. I was like, no. So she, and she was happy that it didn't contain, what's that ingredient that like diet drinks have in it?
Urine?
You know the artificial sweetener?
Oh, it's NutraSweet or aspartame.
Aspartame, yes. So she was happy that, and she actually enjoyed it. So
it seems like with any energy drink, you either like them or you don't.
Yeah.
Like my wife doesn't really seem to like them too much. Every now and then I'll get like a Monster Chaos, which is, you know, 50% juice, but who knows what kind of crap juice that is. I'm pretty overall pretty happy with the Nitrous Express. I think it tastes better in small little shots. Because when you take a big gulp of it out of the bottle, it tastes a little different, but still definitely not bad. Definitely, if it was in the store, I'd pick it up.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Can't find it in the stores, though.
Yeah, but for right now, they've got a limited promotional price, $14.99 for a case of 12.
Okay.
So it's about a little over a buck each, and then shipping is going to make it about, I don't know what it is, it depends on your area, but I'd say throw another buck per bottle because the stuff is kind of expensive to ship.
Yeah.
But you're still going to pay $2 in the store for any Monster or anything like that. Plus, it's got the cool cap that you like.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a bolt head.
I know one of our listeners had posted, I think on our Facebook page, that they can't find it in the store. I think it was Linda.
Yeah, it was Linda. Yeah. Oh, here's a quick shout out to Camaro Crazy. And sorry, folks.
It's all buy one, get one free this week.
It's buy one, get one free at Camaro Crazy. I was going to say there's no specials this week, but that's better. Buy one, get one free.
Just kidding.
You buy the installation of one header, they'll throw it in the second one in for free.
There you go.
They're gonna drive all the way over here to Detroit just to kick our asses if we keep it up.
Yeah, no
anyway,
kidding.
Check out CamaroCrazy.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Loyal listeners, and we thank you for that. Anyway, go out, grab yourself some Nitrous Express, chug it down, and feel like $1 billion.
Billion dollars.
Billion. Billion. What's next?
Ready to get on to the part of the show where we listen to voicemail messages?
Yeah, how many we got?
Let's see. We have one.
One? Well, it is springtime. People are getting around. Guys, gang, ladies and gentlemen, every month we do a contest. Throw in a voicemail. If we dig it enough, we talk about it enough, if we just say this is the most outstanding of this month.
Yeah, I'm surprised Postal Dave didn't call in again.
We give you a prize. We sent out a big old prize pack. Camaro goodies and some, you never know what you're going to get, too. I got a lot of stuff that I buy extras of. Just to give away.
Mm.
So,
really?
You know, in addition to the car storage tips contest, we have this ongoing monthly contest. We have one entry for the week. That's terrible. You guys are slacking. Chris, fire it off. It better be good.
Hey, guys. I'm new to your forum and your podcast. My screen name is L_Bowtie. And I was just wondering what you guys thought about all of the special edition Camaros, the Hennessy, and all that. What is, in your opinion, is the best bang for your buck? I'm looking forward to hearing my question on the podcast. And one more thing, Camaro!
What did he say?
What was that?
What did he say?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded cool anyway.
Yeah.
At least he was excited about it.
Go mow or something like that? I don't know.
Call back, man, and tell us what you said. Sorry, we kind of missed it. But here's the thing, El Bowtie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining our community. We're glad to have you here. Welcome. Special edition Camaros. Yes, there is quite a
best
bit.
Bang for the buck, he says.
Do it yourself.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yep. It's not as easy. You know,
no.
It's easy to write a check and drive away with with a damn near supercar.
But I would say if you want one of these special edition cars, okay, with a warranty, I think you got to go with SLP.
Yeah, I mean, there's
no doubt about it. I mean, they've been there, they've done that, they've worked with General Motors, they know how to warranty stuff. They use the same crash ratings that you know General Motors uses for their parts that they put on the car. They're tried and true, no doubt about it. Look at the SLP. ZL575, the ZL1.
Just check them out at slpcamaro.com.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I know the SLP guys on a personal level in addition to a business level, and they're friends. We're proud to say they're friends of ours.
Yeah.
In addition to a company that we respect, especially over the years, they help keep the Camaro alive for a while. That's kind of, you know, open to discussion, but at the same time, that's, I think, Chris, we can both agree on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I agree. You know, OEM quality stuff. You know, they have an R&D facility. I used to actually be their webmaster back in the day, early 2000s. And our offices were in the same as their test facility.
Sure.
So they do test things extensively. Right. And I'm not saying other companies don't.
Right, right. This is not a slight against, you know, Hennessy and any of the other companies. You know, there's Nikki, and there's a whole bunch of companies out there who seem to be doing special edition cars. I mean, we talked a couple months ago about the Earnhardt. Special edition car that's going to be coming out too.
There's Tom Henry's doing stuff. So
there's a lot out there.
Tom Henry's got a decent package too. He's such a great guy to deal with. I'm still glad to this day that I dealt with Tom Henry.
Yeah.
So it's really a tough call. A lot of times the packages are really the same. You know, they're kind of, everybody's following a similar formula, but it's a tough one. I think I got to go with SLP as well, just for the peace of mind.
Yeah.
Good first call.
Yeah.
You know, that was
good,
all right. That's a good
week.
One. Yeah, so you know what?
Keep them coming.
Yeah, no kidding. What do I got to do here? We're giving out stuff.
Yeah.
We're not even hitting you up for shipping.
Yeah.
So thanks again, Elbow Tie. So speaking of messages, so we have an iPhone app. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, does it work on iPad?
Yes.
Yeah, it works fine on iPad,
yep.
Right?
iPad, iPod Touch.
Yeah.
Yep.
iTouch screen crap
yep.
sort of thing.
Whatever.
If you don't have it, shame on you. Jump into the App Store, download it, and you can also send us one-way messages where we receive them and we talk about them like
one
we're
going
to do. Yeah, right. That's right. We can't reply except here on the episode.
Right.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
So if you don't feel like calling in and you don't want to win a prize, you can always send it through the app.
Yep.
Chris, we got some messages here that we haven't gotten to yet. So you want to?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch here.
Yeah? Well, that's
yeah.
cool. So
yeah.
people are using it. So
yeah.
pick some highlights.
Some highlights?
Yeah, like,
okay.
you know, because some people just type blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Some people have sent us pictures, too. This is my new Camaro Z28 78, it's a picture of a 78 Camaro.
Cool.
Okay, black.
Good looking. Like the
black
wheels?
Or, yeah, I think that's
black.
Black
or dark
black,
blue?
Or dark gray?
I don't know. Looks pretty clean, though. Nice and straight, too.
Yeah.
So whoever sent that, nice car.
Yep. Here's one. Says, hey, guys, I was reading through Car and Driver. And they were talking about the 2012 Camaro lineup. They went through the ZL1 stats. They also mentioned that there would be a second new release known internally as the Track Packed It Focus on Handling. According to Car and Driver, this might model to be, you know, carrying the Z28 name. Have you heard anything about this? And what do you think about the use of a Z28 badge? They also said if the ZL1 is to compare, it's going to be the one to compare with the Shelby GT500. Then the track package will have to be the one that takes on the Boss 302. Thanks for the podcast, Nathan, a.k.a. Tech Screw.
Oh, Tech Screw, man.
Yep.
Good guy. Glad to have him part of the community because he really contributes to some cool stuff. We'll get to that in just a little bit. It's actually a recap, but it bears worth mentioning again. So here's the deal on this Track Pack Z28 Boss 302 Shelby GT500 ZL1 Z06 Z whatever. Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's what we should have. A Catherine Zeta-Jones,
no,
that one part from that movie Entrapment Edition.
Oh, yeah.
That everybody knows. Here's your answer. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, because we don't know. Logic would dictate that's the direction it should go.
Yeah.
And if it does, is anybody going to be surprised?
And every time we've asked the folks at Chevy, they say, we're not done yet.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We're not done yet. So there's...
Mind your freaking business.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, so nothing official here. We can only, I guess, guess.
Yeah.
Then it's the logical conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but or we get the answer of what Z28? Scott. Scott Settlemyer, yes, I'm talking to you. I'm calling you out in front of hundreds or thousands.
Yeah.
Well, thank you there for that. Move on.
Hey guys, I was wondering what your comment is on the Camaro LS9 made by Hennessy. I think it's pretty badass.
Yeah. It's a badass price tag too.
Yeah.
Hennessy makes some cars that are just for the upper echelon of just serious performance, man.
Chris and Jason, when are you getting your cars out of storage? Thanks. Love the show.
I don't know, Chris. When are you going to get yours?
I think we already...
Yeah, we did.
We talked on this.
We did. Who's that?
This week. It just says love the show. It doesn't, oh. doesn't say. Another one says, I want a Camaro. Another one says, give us a Camaro. And it's a picture of a girls' basketball team.
Well, are they cute? And are they...
Well, they look like they're about 14.
Never mind. I just look like a creepo.
What Camaro shows do you guys both go to? I would love to meet you two someday. Thanks for the great show. Well, mostly in Michigan.
Yeah.
I noticed you yesterday tweeted that you have a show schedule for the Phantom SS car.
Yeah, I decided that because the problem is there's so many cool car shows in the Metro Detroit area that I'll miss one by mistake. And someone will say, were you at the car show? I expected to see you there. I'm like, I forgot about it. Well, I posted on my car project blog at phantomss.com my particular show schedule. And it extends into Ohio and Oshawa, of course, and a lot of stuff around the area. So those are the shows that I'll go to. Just check it out on my site. Chris, you're probably going to tag along with me, eh?
Yeah, probably.
Cool. So there you have it. Just check it out on my personal site, and that'll be it.
Yep.
Maybe
we're always at Superfest.
Sorry, hit a button. Speaking of hitting things, I hit a wrong button on the keyboard here. Oh. Yeah, Superfest for sure.
The next one says, took my car out of storage today. It was a long 4 months. Love my Camaro and love your podcast. Keep up the great job.
Thanks. So we're about timing just right with this getting out of storage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Episode.
Next message says podcast. Yay.
We agree. Yeah. Yay.
Hello.
Hi.
What? That's all it says is what.
Right on. Wait a minute. I think the answer to that would be yay.
Next one is, you are cool, Camaro. That's it.
Yeah. It's all right. Thank you.
A long line of question marks, friends?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you for adding more pictures of the ZL1 in your app. Can you make your shows longer?
We could, but Chris, you don't pay me enough.
Yeah.
What else we got?
It says... Chris and Jason, with the upcoming ZL1 on the horizon, will it affect sales more on the Corvette? I love the podcast and listen to it every week. Keep up the good work. Berger, hopeful, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Seen him around the board quite a bit.
Do you think it's going to affect Corvette sales?
I don't know. I mean,
maybe a little bit.
A Corvette is a Corvette.
Right. People want to buy a Corvette, they're going to buy a Corvette.
That's right.
Now, people like me, on the other hand, only bought a Corvette because there was no Camaro. Then when the Camaro came back out, I sold it in a heartbeat.
Did you even have 1,000 miles on that?
Oh, yeah. I had like 4,000.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. That was a nice car. I wish I could have bought it from you.
Yeah, it was a couple of years. I had it, I bought it in 06.
Yeah.
Kept it till 08?
Yeah.
09?
Something like that. Here's the thing, and I'm just speculating. I don't know, but... For the greater good of the Chevrolet brand, I wonder if there is more profit built in. I don't know. I really, truly don't know. If there's more profit built into the ZL1 than there would be the Corvette. Maybe it would be a good thing that it might outsell the Corvette for a little while. I don't know. It's just a thought. Good question, though.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more messages that are all garbage, except some pictures here. And someone's sharing some pictures of their family.
Cool.
I don't know.
We're just kind of chilling in the
with a little dog and two kids and
chilling in the hacienda. It looks like.
Yeah, and that's it.
Well, it's entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah.
I wish I could give that basketball team a Camaro, but I gotta keep it for myself. Thank you.
Yeah, here's the picture of the basketball team. Let me see if I read the shirts.
It's a small picture.
Lady Bucks.
Oh yeah,
that is.
Hope you have a great season for whatever it's worth.
Yeah.
So, before we wrap,
before we move on, you should tell people how to contact us.
Oh, geez, I almost forgot all about it, man. Yeah, we talked about contacting us. Well, you got to do it, so here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, now, before we wrap, because we're almost out of time here, a Department of Corrections about BBOMG and the Oshawa event and everything that's going on about that. The details are actually kind of confusing, and I'm sure that we're not the only ones that are just a touch not quite sure how it plays out just because things are being developed.
Right.
But make no mistake, BBOMG is kind of almost like a separate event that encompasses the Oshawa, the Ontario Camaro Club like event as a whole. There's just other sub-events, I guess. Maybe is that the way to put it?
Like multiple events going on at the same time.
Right, right. So it's difficult for me to explain. I'm sure it's easy for the organizers to explain. So just you know, keep in mind that some may require separate signups. That's the important part. So, you know, when we're...
Well, I know the main sign-up for the actual factory tour is through the Ontario Camaro Club.
Right. Okay. But then BBOMG is slightly different, I believe. So it's a sad world when, you know, I'm supposed to be part of this, and I am, and I'm confused myself. So just as Department of Corrections, just stay tuned, and we'll make sure that we give you the info. And finally, we mentioned TechScrew, T-E-K Screw.
TechScrew.
On the message board, you know, he had a message before. We want to reiterate, he did a couple of really cool videos. One is a SLP loudmouth exhaust install, and the other one is he did headers. So, he just made a really cool video for each that shows you how to do it and how easy it is right in your own garage. So check them out in the 2010 forums.
You can also go to tv.camaroz28.com and see the videos right there.
Nice call. I was like, I'm missing a segment here, a piece of this. And Chris, thanks for filling in. So check them out. And if you got a video of your own, contribute. By all means, we want to see what you can do. And and that's it. We done?
We done.
We got to wrap and get out of here and go enjoy the chilly but beautiful day.
Yeah.
So everybody be safe. Get your car storage or out of storage tips in, win a prize, get your voicemails in. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.